Today's reading starts in John chapter 21, verse 15. John chapter 21, verse 15. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back against him during the supper and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things, and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. So after they have had breakfast with Jesus here next to where they were fishing, Jesus begins to question Peter, asking, "Do you love me?" And not only does he ask him this question, but he asks them this question three times. And that could be quite distressing. I can imagine Peter being in this position of being questioned like this and wondering, does Jesus not believe me? Does he deem me somehow unworthy in this regard? But that's not really the case. Jesus is driving home a point that I think that you and I need to understand as well. His point with Peter is that you cannot love Jesus and not love his people, his sheep. You can't separate the two. You can't decide that, "Well, you know, I don't like old brother so-and-so. He just kind of rubs me the wrong way, so I'm not going to love him." No, it doesn't work that way. No, the two are tied together. Now, okay, let's say that there is somebody that rubs you the wrong way. There is somebody that just gets on your nerves. You know, we don't have to be best friends with everybody in order to love everybody. You don't have to be best friends with them in order to seek what is best for them. But you do have to care. You do have to have a relationship with them in which you fulfill the commandments regarding one another. That is essential. So each time that he asks Peter, "Do you love me?" he says, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, and feed my sheep." And then he gives this saying regarding Peter's end of life. Now this gospel is written by John. We know that John tends to focus quite a bit on love, but I think that's rightly so. Read his epistles and see how important love really is. And understand that there's not a single epistle in all of the New Testament that does not have some component regarding love in it. That love is essential. You even think about 1 Corinthians 13 with Paul describing love. And that love is greater because love is at the heart of everything. If you don't love, then you can't follow God. If you don't love, then you can't do what you need to do for your fellow man. None of it goes together. If you don't have love, then you don't have anything. The gospel is based upon love. God loved us, sent his son. His son loved us, died for us. We are to emulate him and love our neighbor as ourselves. It all goes together. Now, regarding Jesus telling him that when you're old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. John gives clarification in his parenthetical statement here. This he said to show what kind of death he was to glorify God. And I'm thankful that John gave us that clarification because I needed it. I needed a little bit of clarification in order to understand exactly what Jesus was telling Peter. But apparently Peter did understand it. And so Peter was being told that eventually he would be martyred for his connection to Jesus. Now, go to Peter writing his epistles later on, and we realize that Peter was not only a disciple and then apostle, he became an elder in the church, so he was around for some good amount of time. We don't know exactly when Peter died. Some believe historically that Peter died before even the destruction of Jerusalem in the late 60s AD. But I think about this and wonder how I would react to being told how I would die and that that death would not be a pleasant death. You know, we think about death, we'd like to die at a somewhat old age. You know, maybe we don't want to necessarily live to be 100, but we decide that, you know, we want to live to a decent old age and that maybe we would like to die peacefully, maybe die in our sleep. We don't want a painful death. Peter is told, you're going to die, and you're not going to die how you would choose. You're going to die at the hands of others. It might be the shock of that revelation that leads him to turn around and say, what about him? Trying to put the focus on somebody else, or maybe to comfort himself in the idea that he wouldn't be alone in such a thing. But Jesus doesn't really buy into that. Jesus says, you know, what's it to you? That's his basic response. What's it to you how he's going to die? I'm telling you how you're going to die. And we don't usually get that kind of information. I mean, we don't get to know how we're going to die. We might die of an accidental death at a younger age. We might die, you know, of some disease. We might die an old age. We don't know how we're going to die. Peter found out how he was going to die, and he had to come to terms with that. But Jesus doesn't really allow him to shift over to, you know, putting the focus on somebody else. And Jesus asks this hypothetical question of, you know, even if he is to not die and he'd still be here when I come back, what's that to you? You know, how does that affect you? It doesn't. It doesn't affect you. And he wasn't saying that John was not going to die, but he was saying, Peter, you need to keep your focus where it belongs. Peter does what a lot of us tend to do is when we don't necessarily like our situation, then we tend to kind of nitpick at everybody else, look at everybody else and shift the focus a little bit. And that's not really proper. We need to make sure of our place before God and be careful about how we tend to judge unfairly of others, which I think is really what Peter was trying to do, is this idea of, well, you know, if I've got to die this unhappy death, then shouldn't he too? And that wasn't the case at all. His whole point to Peter this whole time has been, follow me. Follow me means tend my sheep, love my sheep, feed my sheep. Follow me means even unto death, whatever it takes, whatever is required, whatever may happen, follow me to the very end. We need to pray that we do the same thing, that we follow Jesus to the very end with a heart that is willing to love and love fully, love completely, without reservation. Love God and keep his commandments. Love our neighbor as ourselves. Love our brethren and prove ourselves to be true disciples. This finishes out the book of John for us. Tomorrow we will start a new reading. So please come back at that time and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.